السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، Welcome everyone to resuming our session on مراقي وسعادات of Imam Abu al-Ikhlas الشرنبولالي رحمه الله، مؤلف نور الإيضاح، the author of نور الإيضاح. The primer on Hanafi fiqh. We are resuming Maraqi al-Sa'adat. We got to the section on, we completed the section on Salat al-Mariyad. And we're going to be resuming the section on the being absolved, the absolution of a prayer of fasting. إسقاط الصلاة والصوم. So we're going to read and then بإذن الله تعالى we're going to go through the translation and any sort of necessary or brief explanations. So the learned علامة إمام الشرنبولالي رحمه الله, he says بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونفعنا الله به فصل في إسقاط الصلاة والصوم. The section on being the absolution, being absolved from the obligatory prayers and the fasting. إذا مات المريض الذي عجز عن الإيماء بالفرائض وعن الصوم المفروض أو مات عفوا أو مات المسافر على سفره قبل إدراكه عدة من أيام أخرى فلا يلزمها الإيصاء بفدية. وإذا قدر على شيء ولم يقضي لزمهما الوصية لكل فرض حتى الوتر ولكل صوم ولكل صوم يوم بنصف صاع من بر أو صاع شعير أو قيمته فيخرج من ثلث ما تركه وإن تبرع عنه وليه أو غيره جاز بما عليه وإن كان المقدار لا يكفي لذلك يدفع لفقير بنية الكفارة والفدية ثم يقبضه ويسقط عن الميت بقدره ثم يهبه الفقير للمطوع أو للوارث ويقبضه ثم يعطيه للفقير فدية وهكذا حتى يستوفي الكثير بذلك القليل بالدفعات عن الميت فيسقط ما كان عليه من صلاة أو صيام ويجوز إعطاء فدية جملة من الصلوات لفقير واحد بخلاف الكفارة اليمين ونحوها ولا يصلي أحد عن أحد ولا يسقط له في صلاته في الفدية وإنما تعطى هذه الفدية للفقراء والله يتجاوز عن عبده الميت بكرمه. So he says, rahimahullah, that when a sick person, if a sick or when a sick person passes away, when a sick person who is unable, الذي عجز عن الإيماء بالفرائض, if a sick person who is unable to perform his salawat, his obligatory five prayers, وعن الصوم and his obligatory fast via head movements عجز عن الإيماء if he's unable to pray using his head movements or أو مات المسافر على سفره قبل إدراك عدة من أيام أخرى and if a traveler dies on his or her journey where he missed fast And he wasn't able to make up those fasts in different days. So he dies قبل إدراك عدة من أيام أخر فلا يلزمها الإيصاء بفدية فلا يلزمهما الإيصاء بفدية In that case, in both cases, there is no then it is not obligatory, it's not necessary for a person to have left behind a bequest in his will to pay for those missed fasts and missed prayers. فَلَا يَلْزَمُهُمَا الْإِيصَاءُ بِفِدْيَةٍ. He's not necessitated, he's not obligated to put in his will, his bequest, that there be a payment for each fast and each prayer missed. وَإِذَا قَدَرَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَلَمْ يَقْضِيَ لَزِمَهُمَا الْوَصِيَّةُ لِكُلِّ فَرْضٍ حَتَّى الْوِتِرِ لِكُلِّ صَوْمِ يَوْمٍ بِنِصْفٍ صَاعٍ لِنِصْفِ صَاعٍ مِنْ بُرٍّ أو صاع شعيري أو قيمته. If the sick person and the traveler were able to pray and fast, yet did not perform those makeup fasts before they died, that they were unable to do it for whatever reason it is, then both must leave a bequest in their will for the payment of each, a payment for each of those prayers and fasts that were missed. And they have to give one sa'a, so half a sa'a, nisfu sa'a, which is about 2.5 kg, 2.2 kg of wheat, or a full sa'a of bisa'i sha'irin or qimatihi, or a full sa'a of barley or its equivalent in cash, equivalent in money, for each of those fasts that were missed and each of those prayers that were missed. Hatta, even for the witr prayer, because it says here, hatta al-witri, not just for the fard. لكل فرد حتى الوتر ولكل صوم يوم بنصف صاع من بر أو صاع شعير أو قيمته. Then he says, فيخرج من ثلث ما تركه. This money to pay for each fast and each prayer that was missed. ثلث ما تركه. The third of whatever was left behind, i.e. the estate left behind by a deceased, before the inheritance is divided, yeah? And before the inheritance is distributed. So before the inheritance is distributed to the rightful heirs, whatever estates someone leaves behind, whatever someone leaves behind, a third of that has to be used. A third of that has to be used to pay for each fast and each prayer. وَإِن تَبَرَّ عَنْهُ وَلِيُّهُ أَوْ غَيْرُهُ جَازَ بِمَا عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ كَانَ الْمِقْدَارُ لَا يَكْفِي لِذَلِكَ يَدْفَعُ لِفَقِيرٍ بِنِيَّةِ الْكَفَّارَةِ وَالْفِدْيَةِ وَالثُمَّ يُقْبِضُهُ فَيَسْقُطُ عَنِ الْمَيْتِ بِقَدْرِهِ ثم يهبه الفقير للمطوع أو للوارث ويقبضه ثم يعطيه للفقير فدية وهكذا حتى يستوفي الكثير بذلك القليل بالدفعات عن الميت. Then he says, if وإن تبرع عنه وليه أو غيره جاز بما عليه. If an heir of the deceased person or another representative or third party voluntarily pays on the deceased's behalf, then that is valid. جَازَ بِمَا عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ كَانَ الْمِقْدَارُ لَا يَكْفِي. If the amount, i.e. the third of the deceased estate, is not enough to pay for the missed prayers and missed fasts, if it's not sufficient to cover it, the cost of each one, then وَلَا يَكْفِي ذَلِكَ يَدْفَعُ لِفَقِيرٍ بِنِيَّةِ الْكَفَّارَةِ وَالْفِدْيَةِ. Then the person executing the will, the executor, may pay a faqir, a poor person, with the intention of it being a kafara, an expiation, he can do that. The person on behalf of the deceased can pay anything that's not covered by the third of the estate. ثُمَّ يُقْبِدُهُ فَيَسْقُطُ عَنِ الْمَيِّتِ عَنِ الْمَيْتِ بِقَدْرِهِ. He can take back what he paid, and the deceased will become absolved. Will become absolved of that obligation. So what he'll do is, ثُمَّ يَهْبُهُ الْفَقِيرُ لِلْمُتَطَوِّعِ أَوْ لِلْوَارِثِ وَيُقْبِدُهُ ثُمَّ يُعْطِيهِ لِلْفَقِيرِ فِدْيَةً وَكَهَكَذَا حَتَّى يَسْتَوْفِي الْكَثِيرِ بِذَلِكَ الْقَلِيلِ. What that representative will do on behalf of the deceased is to pay the one poor person, then take back the money, or have the money given be given back to him as a gift, and then that money that's being that was given back to the as a gift to the one executing the payment on behalf of the deceased is then given to the same poor person. Then that poor person will gift back the money. Then that person will take the money and then pay back either person. And it keeps doing that until the amount that is outstanding to absolve each fast and each prayer missed gets completed. وَهَكَذَا حَتَّى يَسْتَوْفِي الْكَثِيرَ بِذَلِكَ الْقَلِيلِ بِدَفَعَاتِ عَنِ الْمَيْتِ. فَيَسْقُطُ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ صَلَاةٍ أَوْ صِيَامٍ. Then he says, وَيَجُوزُ إِعْطَاءُ فِدْيَةِ جُمْلَةٍ مِنَ الصَّلَوَاتِ لِفَقِيرٍ وَاحِدٍ بخلاف الكفارة اليمين ونحوها. It is allowed to pay the fidya, the expiatory payment for a fast missed and a prayer missed, for multiple prayers, all to one poor person. So for multiple prayers of fast that a person missed, they don't have to give it to multiple poor people. One person can be given money on behalf of multiple prayers and fasts that were missed. وَيَجُوزُ إِعْطَاءُ فِدْيَةِ جُمْلَةٍ مِنَ الصَّلَوَاتِ لِفَقِيرٍ وَاحِدٍ بِخِلَافِ الْكَفَّارَةِ الْيَمِينِ وَنَحْوِهَا. And things like an oath, you know, an expiation for breaking an oath, for example, and things like that, one cannot do it for those instances. وَلَا يُصَلِّ أَحَدٌ عَنْ أَحَدٍ. What a person cannot pray on behalf of another person. One cannot pray the ritual prayer, the salat and mafruḍa, the obligatory prayers, on behalf of another, as it won't count for that person. And praying on behalf of another person won't reduce the missed fast and missed prayers. It won't expiate. It can't be an act of expiation for any missed prayers one has done. It won't reduce the amount of expiatory payment for missed prayers that have to be made. وَلَا يَسْقِطُ لَهُ فِي صَلَاتِهِ بِالْفِدْيَةِ. So, يَسْقِطُ, the amount of fidya that's owed will not reduce. وَإِنَّمَا تُعْتَى هَذِهِ الْفِدْيَةُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَاللَّهُ يَتَجَاوَزُ عَنَ عَبْدِهِ الْمَيِّتِ بِكَرَمِهِ. The expiatory payment, the fidya, is only to be paid to poor people, the fuqara. And then it is hoped that Allah Azza wa Jalla will overlook the sins of his servant by his limitless grace. Then he goes on Bab al-Witr, the chapter on witr. So here, rahimahullah, he says, al-witru wajibun wa huwa thalath raka'at bitaslimatin wa yaqnutu fi thalithati قبل الركوع في جميع السنة، وقد تقدم صفة القنوت. ويقرأ المؤتم القنوت تبعا للإمام، ويوتر بجماعة في رمضان فقط، وصلاته مع الجماعة أفضل من أدائه منفردا آخر الليل، ولو أدرك الإمام في ثالثته لا يقنط فيما يقضيه. So he says, al-witr wajib. Witr for the Hanafi is a mandatory prayer. وَهُوَ ثَلَاثُ رَكَعَاتٍ بِتَسْلِيمَةٍ. It is three units of three cycles of prayer, rak'at. And pray together bitaslimatin. They pray together bitaslimatin with one set of closing salams. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. In the third raka'ah before bowing, so he says, wa yaqnutu fi thalithati qabla ruku'i. في جميع سنة. He says that in the third raka'ah, the final unit or component of the prayer, before bowing, one recites the supplication of qunut. And this is done في جميع سنة. This is done throughout the year. وقد تقدم صفة القنوت. The prayer of قنوت, its description was already mentioned by Imam al-Shurbulali earlier. وَيَقْرَأُ الْمُؤْتَمُّ الْقُنُوطَ تَبَعًا لِلْإِمَامِ. The people following the Imam they can recite وَيَقْرَأُ الْمُؤْتَمُّ الْقُنُوتَ تَبِعًا لِلْإِمَامِ وَيُوتَرُ بِجَمَاعَةٍ فِي رَمَضَانَ فَقَطْ. The one following the Imam can read the Qunut following the Imam. وَيُوتَرُ بِجَمَاعَةٍ فِي رَمَضَانَ فَقَطْ. And the witr prayer can only be prayed in congregation during the month of Ramadan. وَصَلَاتُهُ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ أَدَائِهِ مُنْفَيْضًا آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ. There is more reward for a person to pray the witr in congregation than to do it alone. Even من أدائه منفردا آخر الليل, even if it's at the end of the night. وصلاته مع الجماعة أفضل من أدائه منفردا آخر الليل. ولو أدرك الإمام في ثالثته لا يخلط فيما يقضي. If a person joins the congregation of the Imam in the third rak'ah, the third and final rak'ah, even if one is in a, for example, in position of ruku', bowing, after the qunut was performed, then one doesn't recite the qunut. One doesn't recite that specific supplication. Because by missing the third raka'ah, by catching the third raka'ah, sorry, it's like as if one is caught the whole. It's what is this is but. By catching the third rak'ah, it's as if one has has recited the Qunut, and so one has captured that unit, that last component of the prayer. It's as if he's caught all of it. So those were some of the brief rulings regarding the Witr and the congregation. Then he, rahimahullah, he talks about faslun fi sunan. Then there are the sunnah aspects of the prayer. So the sunnah mu'akkada, emphasize sunnah. So I say one shouldn't omit them, unless there's some really good reason to miss them. So he says, والمؤكدات الثنائية. There are those that are emphasized, but the two rak'ats. فركعتان قبل الفجر, the two rak'ah before Fajr is extremely emphasized, so important. وبعد الظهر, after الظهر, the mandatory salah of الظهر, before rak'ah, you have two rak'ah to pray. والمغرب والعشاء. So you've got two rak'ah after Maghrib, emphasize sunnah to pray, and you've got two rak'ah to pray after the obligatory four rak'ah. Then you got those emphasized sunnahs that are four rak'ah, that are four units of prayer. Then there's those that are ruba'iyyatu qabla al-dhuhri wa qabla al-jum'ah wa ba'daha arba'un bi taslimatin fa in fasalaha lam ya'ti bis sunnah wa kanat naflan mutlaqan. So there's the four rak'at prayer, whether mu'akkada or ghair mu'akkada, whether emphasized or non-emphasized sunnahs, all sunnah prayers that are four rak'at, they are the four before the dhuhr prayer, they are the four rak'at before the jum'ah prayer, and after it, for the Hanafis, so there's eight, arba'a qabl, arba'a ba'd, arba'un bitaslimatin, four with one closing set of taslims, or one closing set of assalamu alaikums. فَإِنْ فَصَلَهَا لَمْ يَأْتِ بِسُنَّةِ وَكَانَتْ نَفْلًا مُطْلَقًا. If one separates them into two prayers of two rak'ah each, so divided by four into two each, then he has not performed the sunnah, rather they are merely voluntary prayers. They become voluntary prayers. وَكَانَتْ نَفْلًا مُطْلَقًا. والمستحبات, the non-emphasized prayers, what are they? They are أربع قبل العصر والعشاء وبعده وست بعد المغرب. There are the four before the Asr prayer and four rak'ah after the Isha prayer, and the six وست بعد المغرب. After the Maghrib prayer, there's an additional six that are non-emphasized prayers. Then he says, وَسُنَّ رَكَعَتَانِ قَبْلَ الْجُلُوسِ تَحِيَّةُ الْمَسْجِدِ بِوَقْتٍ غَيْرِ مَكْرُوهِ وركعتان بعد الوضوء قبل جفافه وأربع فصاعدا في الضحى إلى ثنتي عشر ركعة وصلاة الليل والاستخارة والحاجة، إحياء الليلة العيدين والليالي العشر الأخير من رمضان وليالي العشر ذي الحجة وليلة نصف من شعبان. The general non-emphasized sunnahs are the two rak'ahs of greeting the mosque, what they call tahiyyat al-masjid, before sitting down. And it must be prayed any time where a disliked time of prayer is not done in during a disliked time of prayer. Then he says, وفي وقت غير مكروه وركعتان بعد الوضوء قبل الجفافه. To pray two rak'ahs after performing wudu before the limb is dry. 4 to 12 rak'ahs of late morning or duha prayer. وأربع قاعدا في الضحى إلى 12 ركعة. والصلاة الليل والاستخارة الحاجة. And then there's the between 4 and 12 rak'ah units of prayer. والصلاة الليل والاستخارة والحاجة. Then there's the night prayer. Then there's the prayer. والصلاة الليل والاستخارة والحاجة وإحياء الليالي العيدين. So you got the night prayer before Eid. Got the night prayer. You got the istikhara prayer for a need. وإحياء ليلة عيدين. The prayer before the night prayer before the two Eids, 2 days of Eid. Then you got والليالي العشر الأخير من رمضان, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. والليالي عشر ذي الحجة, the last 10 days, the last 10 nights, sorry, of الحجة. And then the night of prayer, the night prayer of mid Sha'ban. And then he says, وليلة النصف من شعبان. And the night prayer of mid Sha'ban, the 15th of Sha'ban. So these are all the prayers non-emphasized. And then he says, فصلٌ التراويح سنة للرجال والنساء وهي 20 ركعة بعشر تسليمات وتصح بعد العشاء ويجوز تقديم الوتر عليها ويستحب الجلوس بعد كل 4 بقدرها والختم والجماعة فيها سنة كفاية للرجال وإذا ثقل على القوم طول قراءة يخففها ويقرأها فيها بنحو الكوثر وقل هو الله أحد إلى أمامها. Then he, rahimahullah, he says that the Taraweeh, the night vigil prayer of the night vigil of Ramadan, night prayer of Ramadan, it is an emphasized sunnah for both men and women. Emphasized sunnah for both men and women. And then he says, وهو 20 ركعة بعشر تسليمات. It is 20 ركعات performed in sets of two with 10 sets of salam. 10 sets of salam. 10 sets of saying assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. وتصح بعد العشاء. It is valid. Pray the Taraweeh prayer after Isha until Fajr, and they may be performed before the witr prayer. وَيَجُوزُ تَقْدِيمُ الْوِتْرِ عَلَيْهَا وَيُسْتَحَبُّ الْجُلُوسُ بَعْدَ كُلِّ 4 بِقَدْرِهَا. One should try and rest after every four rak'ah for approximately the length, i.e. the length of time taken for one to actually do that four rak'ah prayer for a couple of minutes. It is the sunnah, it says here, sunnatul kifaya lirijal. It is a communal sunnah for men. For men, فيها سنة كفاية للرجال وإذا ثقل على القوم طول الفقه طول القراءة يخففها فيقرأه فيها بنحو الكوثر قل هو الله أحد. It is a communal sunnah. So if some people in the community do it, then the entire community is deemed to have fulfilled the sunnah. So for men to pray the Taraweeh, it is a sunnah communal practice. And then he says, it is permitted for men, وَالْجَمَاعَةُ فِيهَا سُنَّةُ كِفَاةٍ لِلِرِجَالِ وَإِذَا ثَقُلَ عَلَى الْقَوْمُ طُولُ الْقِرَاءَةِ يُخَفِّفُهَا لِيَقْرَأُ فِيهَا بِنَحْوِ الْكَوْتَرِ وَقُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ إِلَى تَمَامِهَا. You can recite the entire Quran in these prayers once over the course of the entire month, right? If, however, the lengthy recitation means it is too burdensome for the jama'ah, for the congregation, Imam should reduce this burden by reciting short surahs like Surah Al-Kawthar, Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, Inna shanaka wal-abtar, or Qul huwa Allahu ahad, like Surah Al-Ikhlas, Allahu samad, walam yalid, walam yulad, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحْدٍ. So, this is the sort of section on some aspects of the prayer from Ramadan to emphasize sunnah to غير to مؤكدة, emphasizing غير مؤكدة, non-emphasized, and those that are absolved from performing the prayer. I will end there, and if there's any questions, please feel free to ask. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا. Okay, if there's no more questions, then بإذن الله تعالى we'll resume our session next week. Until then, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.